بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كلما غدا أو راح متفق عليه حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned whosoever frequents the masjid whosoever goes to the masjid in the morning and evening, dawn and dusk. Ulama explain the meaning of this is that the person frequents the masjid. Then Allah Ta'ala prepares for him a special feast in Jannah for every time he goes to the masjid. The word nuzul in Arabic, al-qut wal-rizq wa ma yuhayya'u lidhayf. When you go to a person's house, you visit him, you are the guest, he is the host. So to entertain you, he prepares some food for you. And this entertainment or this food that he prepares for you is called nuzul. So this hadith teaches us that this is also a very great act in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is frequenting the masjid, especially at the time of dawn, now fajr, and dusk in the evening. So each time a person is going to go to the masjid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares for him a nuzul. Nuzul again, and a feast for him, an entertainment for him when he enters into Jannah. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا نساء المسلمات لا تحقرن جارة لجارتها ولو فرس نشاة متفق عليه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith specifically address the woman folk, and he says, O Muslim woman, a neighbor should not regard anything as insignificant for another neighbor when she gives as a gift, even though it be sheep's trotter. Women generally exchange gifts more than men do. So a neighbor will give her neighbor some type of some gift. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that continue giving these gifts, even though it may be something very small. And the hadith has mentioned firsana shat. Shat in Arabic refers to a sheep. Firsan is the trotter. So don't regard this also to be insignificant. Because you are giving a gift, you are making somebody happy. So the person who is giving this gift should not look for something very big and huge and expensive to give. Whatever is within the person means, sometimes even if he's a trotter, with a good heart, cheerfully she's giving this gift. So she should not find difficulty in giving this as a gift. Then the neighbor also, when she sees this trotter as a gift, she should not criticize this gift. She should not look down upon this gift. In English we say to look a gift horse in the mouth. In other words, not to accept it happily, to find faults in it. So we do not find faults in something like this. One should not regard this to be insignificant. This too is a great act and deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember we're doing this the chapter on the various deeds and the ways towards reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter how small it may seem or how it's insignificant it may seem, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is something great. On the day of Qiyamah it will be on our scales. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whatever good a person does, even if it means, if it is equal to an atom's weight, something so small, yarahu, he'll see it on his scales in the day of Qiyamah. وعنه رضي الله عن أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الإيمان بضع وسبعون أو بضع وستون شعبة. Rasulullah says, Iman is either 60 or 70 branches. Iman is made of plus minus 70 or 60 branches. فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله. So we picture this tree of Iman, and the highest and the best of the branches of Iman is the statement لا إله إلا الله. This is كلمة توحيد, كلمة طيبة, لا إله إلا الله. We are negating every deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only deity worthy of being worshipped. So لا إله إلا الله, it is also known as كلمة التقوى, كلمة التوحيد. We believe firmly in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the highest of branches. وَأَدَنَاهَا إِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. The lowest of the branch, Lowest not meaning low as we regard low, something very base and vile and insignificant. No. Every branch of iman is valuable. Every branch of iman is precious. But the comparison here is that every branch is good, but the highest being La ilaha illallah, and the lowest of these branches is to remove a harmful object from the path. Shariat is so concerned that we should not harm any person. So whatever harm and harmful object is on the pathway, whether it's a glass, whether it's a bottle, it will cut some person, a banana peel, a person may slip, some rock, some stone, whatever harmful object is there, a person removes it. Why? He's considerate of the public that's going to come past. So this is also a very important branch of iman, of the Shia of Islam. Then Rasulullah says, "Wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman." Likewise, we have the highest branch, the lowest branch. And specifically, Rasulullah mentions about modesty. Modesty is part of iman. Anything that has modesty, then that thing will become decorated and beautiful. When there's immodesty, the thing will look ugly. Haya is extremely important in our lives. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullah will dedicate a whole chapter just on haya, so that we inculcate this beautiful quality of haya. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. These are simple, simple deeds that we can do. Imagine frequenting the masjid, removing a harmful object, and giving a neighbor some gift, even though it is a sheep's trotter. All these things are regarded to be very, very precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these things are means of us gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.